Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Much has changed in American politics in recent years, but one thing remains true. No Republican has ever won the White House without winning Ohio. Joining me to talk about the role Ohio will play in this year's presidential election is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Donald Trump did win Ohio 4 years ago by a comfortable margin. Is he on track to do that again?
I'm not so sure he is, just based on the polling that's out there now that has the race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden basically a dead heat in Ohio. He 4 years ago, Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 percentage points over Hillary Clinton. And it looked like there was an assumption that he would win Ohio again. But really, with everything that's happened over the past year with the pandemic has, caused his approval ratings to drop precipitously. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction with how presidents handled it. Most people look at Ohio and say Ohio is back in play, that it's really competitive.
And is that what we're seeing in the polling right now?
Yes, it is. There was a Fox News poll not too long ago that had Joe Biden up by 1 or 2 percentage points. It's within the margin of error. It's essentially a dead heat. And the same thing with a Quinnipiac University poll of Ohio voters. That was essentially a dead heat as well. But it's pretty clear that 8-point advantage from 26 has all but disappeared. And Trump's going to be, trying to make up for it. And you can tell just by counting how many times, like during a red radio or a television broadcast, that his ads are running on the local nightly news shows, morning news shows. He's spending millions of dollars, his race, his campaign is, in Ohio that wasn't expected at all.
Now, does the polling give any indication why so many voters in Ohio are abandoning the president?
Yeah, it's Fox News poll asked voters about, the current condition of the country, and 75% of them said that they believe that the nation's economy is in bad shape. And it's pretty hard to argue with that right now after this pandemic. And it's 66%, like 2 out of every 3 voters in Ohio said that they were personally concerned that they would come down with COVID-19 virus or are carrying it now. And this is a serious problem. I mean, a disease that's killed more Americans than the Korean and Vietnam Wars combined. And the polls are showing that a lot of Republican-leaning swing voters have simply stopped believing Trump on this issue and other issues.
So what are we seeing in national polling?
National polling is, generally speaking, the key battleground states show Biden with a lead, although there are a few lately that have shown that lead shrinking a little bit. Generally speaking, his lead is outside of the margin of error. He needs to maintain his leads in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, because those are 3 states that gave Trump the extra vote cushion that he needed to lose the popular vote 4 years ago, but win the Electoral College. Those, to me, are the biggest prizes out there.
Now, in 2016, though, those polls showed Hillary Clinton winning up until Election Day. Do you think they could be wrong about Biden this time?
Well, they can always be wrong at some point. I mean, you're looking at polls are a snapshot of a point in time. But really, the polls in 2016 weren't all that bad. They weren't off by that much. I think the Real Clear Politics average going into Election Day was only 1 percentage point off of what Hillary Clinton's final vote total was. And she won the popular vote.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time and read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.